following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that. It's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome in, everybody. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this week before the Super Bowl. Imagine that maybe next week we'll actually get to talk football and not deflated footballs. So we stay away from that, of course, unless, Jimmy, you have a dissertation that you would like to start the show off with on deflated footballs.
No, but, you know, I tell you what, the thing of it is everybody wants a fair advantage, and that was a rule they had in place. That was a rule that they had in place that you're supposed to go through this. And, you know, deception is the key. I mean, I remember a track meet one time where a girl threw the shot put, and she's supposed to throw 4 kilos, but she threw 8 pounds. And four kilos is different. 8 pounds, 11 ounces. Yeah. But she didn't know it. But what happened, she was leading the meet, and a girl from Centura goes, "Hey, can I throw that shot put?" Because she knew it. She went over and threw it about another foot further than she'd thrown it. So she threw it. So what I'm saying is it can happen. And I'll tell you what, Doug, not only that, getting back to it, is there was an 8-man football team that had their field mark, and it's supposed to be 40 yards wide, and that's 120 feet. And the guy that laid out the field, when they went from 11, they went 140 feet. So they actually were playing an extra 10 feet. So if you have a real quick team, yeah, that's a little bit of an advantage.
There's a little more corner to hit.
Yeah, and I mean, what I'm saying is you're going to go to a track meet sometime and somebody's going to run a race and it's going to be 90 meters instead of 100 meters because it was just an honest mistake. You know, I mean, somebody set it up wrong and there you go. But if it was deception, and that's what you got to decide. Was this just something that, hey, we didn't know, or is this something that they really did know? And if they did, you know, I have a problem with it, and I think so does the NFL, and that's why it's a $500,000 fine.
Coming up on the show today, Tom Dienhart is going to join us, senior writer from the Big Ten Network. We'll talk a little football, basketball, Ohio State's place as they go into next season, what Tom thinks about Nebraska, because I noticed in his mailbag this week there was a couple of questions about what the Huskers could accomplish, so we'll ask him about that. Also, Josh Lamerson's going to join us here in just a second to talk about what's going on with the UNK football, and there's some neat stories going on outside on the national circuit. I will tip my hat here to you NASCAR fans once again. This could be a record this week, Jimmy. Most NASCAR mentions on the Doug and Daddy Show in 1 week, but Jeff Gordon has decided he doesn't want to race full-time anymore. I don't know. I guess I don't know what the term is. You know, there are a variety of sports injuries or things that come over you. I don't know what the term is for being sick of going left. But he gets out of bed and he keeps bumping into the wall going down the hall. And he's trying to lean to the right and it just isn't happening for him.
Yeah, if I'm a jockey and I'm in my 50s and I've gone to the steam room so many times and I've looked at the buffet and passed and passed and passed and everybody else is eating breakfast and you want a piece of toast, after a while you kind of go, you know what, I'm done doing this. I'm going to start eating right now. I've done this for 30 years. I'm going to start eating. Well, can you be overweight when you're in the car? I don't know if you can.
I've ridden with some people that I've wondered about from time to time. Doug and Daddy Show, we are pleased to welcome in the head football coach at the University of Nebraska, Kearney, Josh Lamerson, who's keeping busy trying to get ready for spring ball conditioning. The kids are back. Welcome in, Coach.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Well, I know there's a lot of things you want to talk about. People are going, what do we want to talk about? Well, newness is newness.
Right. Yep, absolutely. You know, it's been a whirlwind tour the last 2 weeks. We finally got our staff all hired, and kids came back and got to know them and figured out a off-season conditioning program and made sure all the kids were in classes, figured out where we were going to go for recruiting, started official visits, tried to find my way around Kearney, figure out who people were on the university, all those different things. So there's been a lot of balls up in the air, but one that we've really enjoyed our experience, and it's been a heck of a time.
Well, we could talk about getting lost in Kearney, which, you know, takes 5 minutes to get out. But I want to ask you about your first meeting with the team, which is always crucial. And I always think that it's hard to be sold right away. I mean, you're young men, and you want to win whatever sport it is, or you're young women. Talk about that meeting, and how long do you think it's going to take before there's – I don't know if belief is the word,
right,
before things start to mesh.
Well, I was really fortunate how the process kind of unfolded. I was able to meet with the team before we actually left for Christmas break, and so there were some seeds that were planted, but that was really kind of an introduction meeting and explained my basic philosophy. But I was kind of the lone soldier here. I didn't have anybody else hired. I was the one and only guy standing in front of the room. But when they got back and we got everybody here, the staff was fully in place by that point in time and had an opportunity to introduce them, and they got to explain kind of where they came from, what they're about, what they want to do. And then I got up and really explained our philosophy and our visions and our goals and set the foundation for kind of what we want to do at this very moment in time and then a plan for moving forward. And so it's been absolutely incredible, the response that we've got from our kids. They are fully invested in what we're doing and really going above and beyond what we're asking them to do right now. So I think there's a lot of excitement from our kids, and we are moving full speed ahead.
Did the kids have questions? Did you allow them to ask questions either one-on-one or in the open forum? And what are some of the questions they have?
Absolutely. You know, I think when you're a 18 to 23-year-old kid and anybody who stands in front of you as an authoritative figure, you're going to size them up. I think that's just what we all do, even as adults. And so I think that's a natural thing. And most of them have just come down to the office. And that's really what we encourage them to do, is not only come down and meet me, but meet your position coach, meet your coordinator, get to know the coaching staff, and figure out what we're about, what makes us tick. And then, you know, in turn, we do the same thing with those kids. And so really, they've just wanted to get to know us probably more than anything else, and what our family's names are and where we come from and what we're about. And so that's actually been an exciting experience. And so we've had a ton of kids down in our office coming down and sitting on our couches and just kind of shooting the bull.
Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're talking to the head football coach at UNK, Josh Lamerson. Jimmy?
Yeah, you know, you're recruiting. Are you looking at right now? Are you trying to look at some juniors that are in high school, or are you going after some seniors that have graduated, maybe haven't committed any place yet, or a little bit of both?
Well, a little bit of both, actually. To be real honest, you know, we essentially started from scratch when we got in here about 2 weeks ago, and a lot of us kind of had lists from prior institutions that we were at, and so we brought some of them. But you know, our focus really was on the state of Nebraska, and we wanted to go out and really make a splash early on in our tenure here. And that's, we also understood that we were about 6 to 8 months behind the curve in the fact that most of these relationships start to develop in early May and early springtime with these high school kids. And ultimately, you know, they go to the institution, but you have to cultivate those relationships with the recruiting coach. And so, you know, we've gone out and we've done that, and we've had a tremendous response from the state of Nebraska and the kids really in central Nebraska, Omaha, Lincoln, and everywhere in between. So it's been really exciting. We're looking at seniors to be that hadn't been committed yet, and even some that had, and you go in and you put your best sales pitch forward and see what happens. So it's been exciting.
Good, bad, or indifferent, is there differences between what your staff is doing and what you've heard the previous staff has done, or what you know they did?
You know, I think so. I would think just by the nature of the beast and the process in which I know, and there's a ton of different ways to skin a cat, and so I think we're probably different in the fact that we just probably had some different ideas and philosophies on the process of how we go about things. And just from talking to people around campus, I think there are some differences. But like I said, you know, UNK has been successful for a very long period of time and did a fantastic job before I got here. And we're going to try to continue that tradition and just do it our way.
Usually you want to wipe the slate clean. I find it interesting that we're talking Nebraska, new coaching staff, UNK, new coaching staff. A lot of people here want to make some parallels. Obviously, as you said, the Lopers were very successful. Is the line in your mind, or do you even care, the joining of the MIAA, why the Lopers were very good in the NCAA tournament, and then why the corner changed, or were there other reasons, and are you being able to pick a few of those things that helped them succeed 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago?
Right. Well, I think, you know, one of the advantages that not only myself but our staff has is we have a lot of experience in the MIAA, and I don't think there's never a substitute for experience no matter what you're talking about. And so, you know, that's essentially what I know and what my background is. And so to go about the process any other way than attacking it full speed ahead with that MIAA schedule in mind is an advantage for us. And so I think if you don't know exactly the shirt tails of the MIAA and the opponents that you're going to play and the location that all those places are at, I think it can be a little bit overwhelming and sometimes tough. And so I think it's just an advantage for us to kind of know what we're getting into and what we're involved in. And I think but I do think that we have the talent and ability level to get to where we want to go relatively quickly.
Yeah, Coach. You know, we were talking about the Ohio State. You know, they have three quarterbacks, and there's no way that those three guys are going to be real happy sitting on the bench. It seems to me. I mean, and it's not like we're going to get a guy from Ohio State to come to UNK.
Right.
Let's face reality here. But there are players out there that played at Kansas State, and University of Nebraska, at Missouri, that, you know, they wanted to go to that level. They took a shot at that level, and then they realized that, you know, that this isn't going to work out. But there is a level that if you can't play there, you can still basically, you're going to be able to play someplace. It's not like you started at Hastings College and couldn't make their team, and then you're going, whoa, you know, now what do I do? You know, because at University of Nebraska, a lot of players in our state go there because of just the history of it and the walk-on program. And it really is. They like staying there for 5 years and maybe never seeing the field. You know, so I would think that would be something in this state that UNK, with UNO not being involved anymore, that UNK would be the most obvious choice, you know, to do that, unless, you know, they go to Missouri Western or they go someplace else. Your thoughts?
Right. Well, you know, I think it's another advantage for me because I grew up in the state of Nebraska, and you know, growing up as a Cornhusker fan and having that dream when I was a little boy to run out of the tunnel and wear red and do all those kind of things to be part of the Big Red Machine. So I understand that dynamic and totally understand the walk-on process and when Coach Osborne was around and how he had that really grow and cultivated that throughout the entire state. That was a huge deal. And so, you know, for people to have that dream and want to go experience that, you know, I can't blame them because I was absolutely one of those same kids. But I do think you hit a point where the fact that if you go there and you experience that and then you kind of see the writing on the wall where maybe, you know, I'm not going to get the opportunity to actually compete and play in between the stripes on Saturday afternoon and want to find a different level and or a different place to go, then, you know, UNK would be a natural place for those guys to gravitate to, and we would definitely be open to that. So, you know, I think that's something that we can cross that bridge when we get that opportunity and hopefully field some of those phone calls. But at the same time, you know, that's something that it's tough to fight in this state, and we would be we'd open the door to that opportunity.
You've been to the other places. Why are the other places not like that, I guess, to put it simple? Because we had folks say, you know what, you go to Pittsburgh State and there's gorilla stuff everywhere, and there are, you know, North, you go to different schools and it's not like, okay, well, there's Kansas, there's, yeah, it's just different. This will probably never be overcome in Nebraska, although it's getting better here at UNK. How do you handle that?
Well, I think you have to I don't think it's something that you can fight on the front page of the paper. You know, I think this is something where you have to realize your place on the food chain and not be satisfied with it. I think you just have to go out and get results. You know, that you play and you put a product out on the field that forces the national media and the local media and everybody in between to, instead of putting you on page 8, well, these guys are doing some pretty special things. Now we got to go to page 3. Well, they're continuing to do that. Now we got to put them on page 2 and 1. And so, you know, those are, I think that's the dynamic that you can't start off with, hey, you got to put me on the front page just because, you know, we're UNK and we're the Lopers. Well, I understand where we're at. And so we're going to work our tail off to work forward and try to move us up.
Do you think the schools in Kansas and Missouri benefited from some struggling Division I programs within 10 years ago to get to the level they're at, the best
right.
Division II program?
Well, I do, but I also think it's a very different dynamic in every other state, and I've been very fortunate to live in Missouri and Oklahoma and Kansas. And if you really think about the dynamic, Nebraska football specifically runs the state, and there's no other dynamic like that in Missouri, in Oklahoma, in Kansas, because you have Kansas State, you have the University of Kansas, and then you have a bunch of junior colleges and MIAA schools, and then you have Missouri, where you have the University of Missouri, but then you have Missouri State, Southeast Missouri, and the MIAA is flooded with Missouri schools down there, and kind of the same thing in Oklahoma with the GAC and the Lone Star with Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. And so that dynamic is totally different than the state of Nebraska and the fact that you have UNL, and then you do have UNK and Wayne and Chadron, and then the Heart of America schools. But, you know, for the most part, everybody knows about Nebraska, and everything else is kind of an afterthought. And so I think those other schools in the MIAA, specifically in Missouri and Kansas, they don't have to compete quite as much because they have their own individual towns and entities, and they don't have to go against any other one dominating big bread machine, for example.
We're talking with Josh Lamerson, head football coach at UNK. You've got to do more than get ready for football. You've got to get ready to meet the folks that love Loper Athletics. So while you've been traveling, some in touch with alumni, that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
How's that been going?
It's been going great. It really has. Actually, on Tuesday and Wednesday of this week, we had functions in, we were in Lincoln on Tuesday night and then Omaha on Wednesday night, and got in touch with Loper football alumni, and they really did a great job of coming out, and they wanted to, it was a meet and greet, and they kind of wanted to figure out who I was and what my philosophy was and what made me tick. And then we had a little Q&A session. Dr. Plinsky came along and really gave the State of the Union for Loper Athletics, and so it's been, the response was fantastic. Got to meet so many different guys that really walked here on the campus and were a big part of the foundation of what this university was all about, that played all the way back from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and the 2000s. So it was a great reception, getting to know those guys and then really trying to welcome them back into the fold. And that's something that's really important to me. I want those guys on the sidelines. I want them to at our team breakfasts. I want them to talk to our kids and really show what they did when they were a Loper and now where they're at in their life now.
You know, really, this is kind of an interesting change at Kearney, because it was Kearney State, and Al Zickman was coaching, and actually an assistant kind of took over for him. And then Claire Boroff coached, and guess what? An assistant took over for him. So, you know, it's been kind of the same stable relationship. We haven't, you know, and don't get me wrong, things change. I mean, in the 1960s, Kearney State was getting to play Hastings College, mm-hmm. and Wayne State and Peru State. I mean, you know, you're going to have a little more success.
We wouldn't know that, Jimmy. We weren't around.
Yeah. luckily, we got a co-host that was then. But you know, the point about recruiting that's interesting to me is I think people don't realize that how simple the process sometimes can be. Because in Kearney, Nebraska, we've had kids go to Ohio University. Mm-hmm. Well, what's the connection with Ohio University? It's very simple. It's Frank Solich.
Right.
He's from Nebraska.
Yep.
And Wyoming now.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a guy in Wyoming a little bit. And I can see that now you're going to be actually recruiting in Chadron State College.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Craig Bowl, that has affected Chadron State probably more than UNK. But my point is that, you know, when you get enough, you know, people that you know, and so, you know, the job you have makes it a little tougher when those things do come in. And at Grand Island High has had some players that have gone to Nebraska, and, you know, they're not starting there. You know, they're playing there. We've got some kickers that are from Kearney mm-hmm. that aren't starting for the University of Nebraska. But, you know, so those are some opportunities that I would think, and especially when you've been 3-9 a couple times in the MIAA, that, you know, and you say, hey, we got the players. And, I mean, that's a great thing to say. Mm-hmm. And Kojo, I'll tell you what, the kid from Sargent, I mean, I wouldn't take him over anybody. I mean, I'll tell you what, that kid can hit and play. And, I mean, I hope if he's listening, I like it, kid. I don't want to, you know.
There you go,
in fact, he looks like the type of guy, you know, that, I mean, I saw him with a broken hand the other day. I said, what, I was paying on pickup basketball game. I said, of course you were. You know, but he'd have broke his hand some other way if he didn't do it that
that's what
way.
He said.
So, yeah, there
that's
you
what
go.
He said.
But, you know, my point is, you know, with Craig Bull being at Wyoming and some of the changes around, it does affect the recruiting in some areas.
It does, and I think that goes back to just developing those relationships. I really do, and pulling on the heartstrings of those Nebraska kids. And that's one thing that, you know, we're taking a little bit different mindset with my staff and what they're used to and where they've kind of come from is it really doesn't matter who else is recruiting the kid. And that's kind of the mindset that we're going to go into this thing with is, you know, you can be talking to Wyoming, you could be talking to Ohio, you can be talking to Nebraska, Northwest Missouri, whatever. It doesn't really matter. We're going to go into our house and, you know, we're going to try to cultivate those relationships and try to sell ourselves and sell our brand. And really, truly, honestly, if you get them out to Kearney, if you take them and get them on an official visit out here, they're going to see how really special this place is and meet the people that are here that make the place. And, you know, that's what we found. Kids from, you know, the eastern part of the state especially, if you actually just get them out to a visit, the perception that they have is totally different from reality. And they get out here and their mind is absolutely blown on what's going on here in the Kearney community and then on the campus at UNK.
And you're hosting a lot of them, it sounds like, this weekend.
We are. We have quite a few in that got in yesterday and today, and then we'll have another one on Saturday and Sunday. And really the commits that we have already have been fantastic. They're the cream of the crop for what our list was and where we were at, and so we couldn't be more excited about what we're bringing in and excited for February 4th to announce that signing day.
Last minute here with Josh Lamberson, UNK head football coach, and the thing about signing day is that's a huge deal in Division I because usually that's pretty much it.
Yep.
That's who you're going to get.
Yep.
That's not the case in Division II. What numbers are we looking at? How many kids do you think you're going to have signing on February 4th
right.
and then beyond?
Well, it actually is. It's pretty much the end-all, be-all for us, too. You know, you have a set amount of money that everybody has, and for where we're at, and like I said, the response has been phenomenal for us. You know, you have used our allotment by February 4th. There will not be any recruiting after that, and we'll announce our signing day, and those will be our guys, and, you know, we'll have some preferred walk-ons that possibly could decide to come to UNK after that fact, but for the most part, our scholarship guys will be set in place, and we'll be ready to rock and roll.
I'll have to ask you, you know, my sources tell me
unidentified
that you are doing, like you just said, I guess, you are doing different things with the money that's in the coffer when it comes to scholarships. Mm-hmm. Can you explain? Is
well, you know, and like I said, I really am not privy to kind of what went on here before or there's no judgment or anything like that sitting in my seat. I just know one way to do things. And, you know, I've been blessed to be around a lot of great mentors and role models and fantastic ball coaches that did things the right way and were very successful with the blueprint that they put out there. And so that's kind of what I'm taking and following and going to try to implement that here at UNK and see what happens.
You've got a chance to learn about your football team now.
Mm-hmm.
You want to stay on that high school recruiting, as you said in your opening press conference.
Yep.
Are there a couple of immediate needs position-wise that you're going to have to do something different with?
Yeah, I think, and we've kind of already addressed a couple of those in the short time that we've been here, believe it or not. But, you know, for the most part, the guys that we have on our football team are special, both athletically and the type of person and character that they have. And so really have been overwhelmed with the type of person that we have in our program and then watching the film, the type of athletes that we have too. So, you know, there's always going to be some spots where we're going to go and have to pick up some junior college kids, and I always think that the offensive and defensive line are two specific spots where you can never have enough depth. So if you can go in there and get some of those guys to kind of bolster that thing up, you're going to be in better shape. But you know, as our skill guys and the people that we have surrounding them, I think we're in pretty good shape.
Anything that we didn't touch on that you wanted to let the folks know about?
You know, I want to thank everybody, you know, both in the UNK community and the Kearney community for the overwhelming, welcoming response that we've had with our staff and my family and just it's been absolutely incredible. And, you know, like I said, I've been the head coach for about a month, but there's not one second that I've ever regretted coming to the University of Nebraska-Kearney. It's an honor and blessing to truly be here, and I appreciate everything that everybody's done for me.
Have you set the start date yet?
For
spring practice?
For spring practice.
That's a little flexible.
Right. Spring practice, we will start after spring break this year. I think our first practice is going to be March 31st, and then we are going to have a spring game on April 25th that we'll put out there in the public and let everybody know, but invite everybody to. It's, we're going to try to do it upright and divide up into teams and really try to play a competitive game.
It's a chilly night at the basketball game. Are you a chilly fan?
Love chili. I'm equal opportunity for all that. Yes, absolutely.
He will be a guest taster. Josh, I know you're busy. Thanks for giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Continue to look forward to with the working relationship here as we get closer to the start of spring ball.
Really appreciate you guys having me on. You're absolutely fantastic. And go Lopers.
I got a lot of questions. It'll make it fun. We want to thank Coach Lamerson for joining us here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. We'll be back. Talk a little Super Bowl, a little basketball. Tom Dean Hart of the Big Ten Network will join us. Stay with us.
Your customers make your business. Every day you want to attract new customers and keep the ones you have, at the same time running your business within a budget. Get noticed with help from Copycat Printing. Their design and printing teams can go big with banners, yard signs, wall graphics, banner stands, and even wraps for your company vehicles. Copycat Printing can help you stand out at the fair or conventions with a booth that will turn people's heads. If you can imagine it, they can design it and print it. Copycat Printing, 21st and Avenue A in the downtown Kearney Center, or visit their website, kearneycopycat.com. Copycat Printing, a better idea.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, expect partly to mostly sunny skies with high temperatures in the lower 50s, winds turning to the northwest. And for tonight, partly cloudy conditions, a low of 28. I'm WeatherEye meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now it's 36.
I don't want a pickle. Just want to ride my motorcycle.
And I well, that's a fun Friday. We've got our Fanatics trivia coming up a little bit later on, so stay with us for what we're going to be doing on this Friday. So it's all coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway's new 2014 model clearance event is happening now through January 31st, where you get 2.9% APR for 72 months, plus a $500 rebate for financing with Midway on top of their huge rebates and your hassle-free discount. It's on all 2014 models in stock. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. Stop by and see him today. ThinkMidway.com. It also has every vehicle on the lot, new, pre-owned. ThinkMidway.com. You can like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter for more great deals. Your Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. The Senior Bowl is tomorrow in Mobile, Alabama. Amir Abdullah going to play in that one. And since we're talking a little football, Nebraska has a decommit, and that comes from the defensive end, Reuben Jones, who a lot of people thought was definitely on the bubble after the coaching switch.
Where's he going to go, does it say?
No, hasn't recommitted, although Louisville and Michigan getting right after it. So hopefully Coach Harbaugh, I find that weird a little bit, that Michigan and Nebraska, there's stories out there about Harbaugh interested in a lot of Nebraska recruits.
Hmm.
I mean, okay. Does that mean we got a lot of good ones? Is that what that means?
Yeah, or he knew that it was potentially, because of the coaching change, that this would be a place that some players might leave, you know, because they were loyal to Bo Pelini. I mean, that's all that really means, is that anytime there's a coaching change, and somewhat controversial when you're 9-3, you know, and you make that change, that players are going to be, if they're loyal to Bo Pelini, and Harbaugh's smart enough to realize that, hey, this could be one of the hot spots, you know, where people are unhappy. And anytime you have a coaching change, or you have a type of change, you know, Texas kind of went through that too last year when Texas, you know, went through their coaching change.
Rod Brown was gracious enough to join Chris Schmidt, Dave Gustafson on our Hail Varsity program yesterday here on ESPN Radio, which you can hear from 4 to 6 every weekday. And if you missed any of it, we've got a couple bits that I want to play maybe at a couple different spots here on the show. And he addresses having to leave Nebraska after spending basically half his life here. He addresses people that say, like Steve Anderson yesterday when we were over at Bandit, saying, you know, how can you work for Bo Pelini when you're so different and you don't seem to, you know, very Christian here, and some of the things Bo does here, well, he kind of addresses that. But here's Coach Brown talking about having to leave Nebraska.
Well, first of all, I'm really sad that I had to leave Nebraska. I love Nebraska. I love the people. And I loved coaching football here, and I love doing ministry here in Nebraska. There hasn't been a day that I haven't just been on my knees on the floor just weeping. I've shed a lot of tears because I love Nebraska.
And again, a lot of the interview always had a Christian look to it, or his ministry and some questions about that, but it all kind of went back to that and some of the ties he had to players while he was here. And he talked about Amir Abdullah a little bit yesterday. But the question a lot of people want to know, why still work for Bo Pelini?
There's a number of people that say, well, wait a minute, you and Bo, you guys are like oil and water. Well, no, we're not. Bo's not perfect. I don't condone what he said to the team and a variety of things. I don't condone everything about him. And neither should anyone condone everything about my life, because you'll see all kinds of flaws in my life.
So a couple of comments from Hail Varsity in the interview Ron Brown had yesterday with Chris and Dave. So Ron goes on to Youngstown State. It'll be different. How do you think that affects the Nebraska, not just football, but the state of Nebraska? Everybody seemed to like Ron Brown more than a football coach. Some people didn't like that he may be over the top with his Christian values or his Christian view or his Christian talk. But, you know, he did a lot for the state more than football. You think Nebraska has lost more than just a football coach here?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know what degree that is. You know, I'm going to be careful. I'm not going to say exactly what I feel, but I will say this. I will say that when Nebraska played Penn State, and it was the week of the Jerry Sandusky, that Ron Brown went out there and had a numerous amount of football players that went out on the football field, and this was a something that I'll always remember. And Ron Brown was the guy that everybody said, hey, this man can help us. I need help right now. I want somebody to help me. And Ron Brown was the one that was the guy that said, hey, here I am, and I'm going to do what I can. And I remember Ron Brown also, there was a football game between Florida and Nebraska, and Nebraska beat Florida extremely bad. And the Florida quarterback had a tremendous year, and he felt really horrible about the game. But he's a real religious player, and he went over to Ron Brown, and he said, well, can I join your football team in prayer? And he said, you sure can. And on one side, and you might remember the guy's name if you can't say it.
That would have been Werfel, I think.
Yeah, and on the other side, was a quarterback from the University of Nebraska that had started for a numerous amount of games. And, of course, from Goodland, Kansas, and you know who that is. Of course, I'll let you go ahead.
Brooke.
And those two guys were side by side when Ron gave that personal. You know, when I look at Ron and the Christianity and how strong he is, and he's definitely a stronger Christian than I am, but the way that he went about his business and coached football and was a positive environment on the sideline, and you never saw him screaming and going wild at officials, and that was in his personality. And just like you said about Bo, Bo had some good qualities about him. It's just that, what you're thinking, we all think that. I mean, we're all going, man, well, that was a horrible call by that official. But how we react to it and how we go through that is different. Ron Brown did when you asked the question, I'm disappointed. I think if there was one coach that would have stayed that had had any type of tenure, I'm not talking about a guy that was there for a year, but some tenure and was stabilized the program, I thought Ron Brown would have been the guy they chose.
He also said that it was a very short meeting with Mike Riley. 10 minutes max was all that he ever talked with Nebraska's new coach, so you could tell that there was not going to be a future for him at the university. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You'll need that for our trivia a little bit later on. You can always tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. And, of course, the Dead Popper inbox for all the emails, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. If you're getting ready for lunch and you're in Hastings, check out Big Dally's Deli, home of a bazillion and one sandwiches at 610 East South Street, and the grand reopening of their downtown Hastings restaurant will be coming up next month. We'll tell you more about that. All sandwiches are served with your choice of freshly baked bread or bun, cheese, put all the veggies on you want, the condiments, the dill pickle spear, a must on the side. And Big Dally's Deli also offers meat and cheese trays and 2-foot sandwiches for special events. You order 3 of those, you got 6 feet. Call ahead for current pricing and special orders at Big Dally's Deli, 610 East South Street, right across from Duncan Field in Hastings. Tom Deanhart of the Big Ten Network and more coming up.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Hi, it's Bo Huffman from your Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get-thin-quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases every day at your Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island GNCs.
You'll have fun, fun, fun when you make it Funner Park.
Best bet for weekend food and fun? Funner Park's Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge. Watch and wager on Coast to Coast Racing starting 11:20 from Aqueduct. 16 top tracks, including Oaklawn and Santa Anita. Play live draw Keno, enjoy a great lunch, or come out for choice prime rib and night racing from Sam Houston. So race to the finish line. Number one for weekend food and fun. The World Theater presents A Night with Sower Records, Saturday the 24th. These Nebraska bands are converging on Kearney's World Theater, featuring sounds in the range of old-timey rock and roll through classic Americana, including the Bottle Tops, with their Sower Records friends Jack Cotell, Evan Bartles, and the Stony Lonesomes, along with the electric Dylan Blue Band. $5 gets you in the majestic World Theater, Saturday the 24th from 8 to 11. Free entrance for all Nebraska Association of Fair Managers members.
A better place to live doesn't have to be a dream. Not when there's somewhere where you can make new friends, have new things to see and do, and become a part of a caring community, all on the most affordable of terms. Affordable senior housing at Good Samaritan Society Goldbeck Towers makes this a reality to seniors 62 and older who meet HUD guidelines. Contact a housing professional at Goldbeck Towers for more information on affordable housing or find us on the web at good-sam.com.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Cretin Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Cretin Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Cretin Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Cretin Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Tom Deanhart's going to join us from the Big Ten Network, and then our Fanatics Friday Fan Quiz is coming up. But farmers, the 2015 irrigation season is fast approaching. Find out why so many growers are moving to the T&L hydrostatically powered pivot irrigation system. It's like no other. T&L's superior reliability, low maintenance, safety, plus the simplicity of T&L's hydraulic design. Just a few of the reasons why T&L continues to grow, not only in our area and the state, but always love driving down the road and seeing those T&Ls in a very, you know, I noticed something the other day, Jimmy, and I don't think T&L has done a lot of research in this department, but you notice how they just do a great job. There's no spoking. They go around the field and they come back and they make their circle. Some of them make smiley faces.
The T&Ls got some smiley faces.
Some of the T&Ls make smiley faces. I noticed it after harvest. You can tell the smiley face out in the field. It's something I didn't know until this year.
Now, how did you see that? When you drove by in a car, were you up in a plane, or how did you see that?
I used my rearview mirror.
There you go.
I went by, and there was a T&L, and there was a smiley face. I don't know. Maybe it was just the way the clouds were this week.
I think probably. And I'm believing you. Everything, I'm just going to sell out and say I believe you.
Whether there's a smiley face in your field, there'll be a smiley on your face if you contact your local T&L dealer or visit their T&L website at TLIRR.com. T&L irrigation systems are like no other. Friday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show rolls on here on ESPN Radio in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you. 1 week away from the Super Bowl. I saw an interesting article. If you pay attention to everything that's on BTN, BTN.com, Jimmy, they have an all-pro just Big Ten football team, and it's pretty special when Russell Wilson doesn't make the cut.
Hey, who's on that thing? Who's the quarterback?
Well, maybe it's Tom Brady.
Could be.
Maybe it's Tom Brady. It's just one of the interesting articles, and we'll talk a little football, we'll talk a little basketball, and a variety of topics here over the next few minutes with Tom Deanhart, the senior writer for BTN. Tom, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning. How's things? I want to start with some of the interesting Super Bowl angles here. I think people don't realize how many great Big Ten football players. You kind of forget that, oh, yeah, Le'Veon Bell, Michigan State. You kind of forget all these great guys that had good NFL seasons are doing so well in the pros.
Yeah, there are quite a few. I mean, you talked about the quarterbacks, but you know, Russell Wilson and Tom Brady, and you know, don't forget about Drew Brees, almost passed for 5,000 yards again this year. A lot of very good offensive linemen. Not a lot of real good running backs. Not a lot of real good wide receivers. But again, the other positions, the conference is pretty well represented.
Let's take a look at how the college football season rolled up here, Tom. Obviously, Ohio State caps the magical season with the national championship, and BTN's got it covered wire to wire. We could watch it about a million times if we wanted to, which is awesome. And we talked about going into the bowl season, how all 10 teams were underdogs. And if they didn't win, like in Nebraska's case, they so-called covered the spread or played close competitive ball games. Will that actually change the perception of the Big Ten? Have they turned the corner just on this bowl season alone?
We'll see. I mean, I don't think you can ever take too much from any one event in your life, whatever it is. I know people like to take one small event and extrapolate it into these grand conclusions, but I think it takes more than just one instance to say you've turned the corner in anything in life. Is it a good start? Yeah, it's a nice start for the conference. It needed to do well in these bowl games, and it did very well in the high-profile ones, of course. Michigan State beating Baylor, and then Ohio State's run's well-documented. And then Wisconsin beating Auburn in overtime down in Florida was a nice win, too. So, yeah, the conference needed a good performance and a deliberate and high-profile bowl game. So maybe this is the start of something new, but just remember, the SEC won 7 national titles in a row, so I don't think 1-1 means the Big Ten suddenly is the best in America.
Yeah, hey, I agree with you about, I think a lot of times we, you know, you get one event, like you say, and you think, you go, hey, now we've turned this corner around. But I think it's a good start. And I think also, I don't think it hurts when the Big Ten has success in other sports, too. You know, I mean, if the volleyball teams, you know, if they're winning a national championship here, or they're winning national championships in other sports, I think that really does help the whole identity of a conference. But I think it's important that somebody like an Illinois or an Indiana, you know, steps up and does something too instead of just the top half. And I think that's what the Southeastern Conference had. Their bottom half sometimes does step up pretty well.
Yeah, you need that quality of depth, don't you? And I think the conference, the Big Ten Conference, is getting better. Talk about depth. and just look what the Big Ten East is going to be like next year with the coaches, with Urban Meyer and Jim Harbaugh and James Franklin, Mark D'Antonio. I mean, that conference, that division, I should say, football-wise, is really going to be something. And, you know, Rutgers and Maryland, I thought, for debuts, really acquitted themselves well and more than held their own. So that bodes well for your quality of depth, too. And I think when you look at the Big Ten West, you know, you can probably make a case for 4 or 5 teams really having a shot at maybe winning that thing at some point here in the next year or two. So there's some decent depth football-wise in the league.
Senior writer, Big Ten Network, is Tom Dienhardt. He's joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug, did a Jim Langan with you on this Friday. That piggybacks onto one of the main topics in your mailbag this last week, Tom, was a question that asked, how far away is Nebraska? Could you share your thoughts for those that didn't get to read that?
I don't think they're far at all. Yeah, you know, they lost some key personnel. Look at Randy Gregory, Amir Abdullah, you know, Kenny Bell. You know, Corey Cooper, Josh Mitchell, they lost some quality guys. But I still think the talent coming back, it's pretty impressive. You know, Bo Pelini, no news to you guys, won 9 games each of his 7 years. The cupboard isn't bare there. The program's not broken. Big Ten West is not the Big Ten East. There's no Ohio State. Again, Mike Riley's got plenty of talent to work with. In division that's very winnable. So I could envision Nebraska winning that thing this fall and get to the championship game. It wouldn't be a shock. With Tommy Armstrong, Jordan Wester camp, you know, Alex Lewis back up front. Defensively, they're really loaded. You look at the 2 big tackles, a couple linebackers, you know, Santos, Banderas, guys in the secondary, you know, again, there's plenty to work with, so I think Nebraska's going to be right there this fall.
One more football question for Tom Dienhardt. We'll get a quick thought on basketball as well. In your opinion, the question everybody has, who should get that first snap for Ohio State this fall if all 3 stay?
If they're all healthy, I think it should be JT Barrett. I think Braxton Miller is going to leave. I think from what you hear, he's gonna not be able to really throw till May. So we'll see. I think Barrett's gonna be the guy in the end. But I wouldn't be shocked if Cardale Jones doesn't get it if Barrett's ankle isn't better.
Turn into basketball this weekend. It's the coaches taking care and moving them with the Cancer Society, American Cancer Society. And we have so many stories. We had Chris Harriman, the assistant basketball coach, on the Doug and Daddy Show yesterday. They're doing the Avery Strong for his son. We know the story with Coach McCaffrey at Iowa. And football is and basketball seems to be so much higher profile. Tom, when you run into a story like that or you run into a program that has – a story like that, how does it change that program from what you've seen in the years covering Big Ten sports and sports in general?
I think, you know, it humanizes things. It tends to put things in perspective for you. These are just kind of silly games we're all playing when you get right down to it. you know, we're not going to remember a lot of the details, the wins and losses, as time fades. But I think what you remember is how people have impacted your life. You guys can think back over the course of your life and still remember people, I'm sure, from your childhood and teen years. Who impacted you that you still remember to this day, but you're not going to remember the outcome of some, a lot of your games you played or watched? So things like that, overcoming adversity, real-life stuff, to me, I think it helps keep everything in perspective for people.
And on the court, Nebraska plays a Michigan State team that has struggled more than they have in recent memory. But are they turning the corner? Your thoughts on what Michigan State's doing right now?
I don't think they're turning the corner. I think they are what they are. Just probably an above-average basketball team. This isn't one of Tom Izzo's better teams in 20 years. Who's the go-to guy? Travis Trice is a decent guard who can hit some outside shots. You know, Brandon Dawson, he's a rebounder, a defender, and a hustler. He's not really skilled. He's not a skilled basketball player. So they don't have a Gary Harris kind of a guy. Valentine's decent, a decent wing player. But, again, you're always going to get good defense. You're always going to get a hard effort. But this thing, the thing missing this year is just, I think, a real skill level offensively from Izzo's team. It's a team that's beatable, I think. They're playing well last time out. But, again, it's just not a vintage team that Izzo's used to skill-wise. They're going to be tough out, like I said, but it's a team that I think a squad like Nebraska can beat.
Yeah, question for you. Other than Wisconsin, and maybe I'm just speaking for myself when I say Wisconsin, other than Wisconsin, what team do you think can go out on the road and have a over 500 record? Or is there anybody you look at and think, hey, that team will win more than half their games on the road?
Nope, I don't see it.
I don't either.
I think it's an average league at best.
That's exactly what I thought.
What happened to Maryland last night? I don't have a rooting interest in either team, but what happened to Maryland last night was an embarrassment, I thought. I really thought that was going to be a team that was a cut above, but they've gone on the road now and lost at Illinois, which didn't even have Revante Rice. Now they lost at Indiana. I'm not saying Indiana's chopped liver, but if Maryland was as good as I thought it was, I thought they could find a way to win that game. Good defensive team got ripped apart. So outside of Wisconsin, guys, I don't think there's anybody special in the league this year.
Well, they're going to have to step up definitely in the next 6 weeks if they're going to take that to the postseason. Tom, we appreciate you squeezing us in for some time today. Always a pleasure catching up with you, and thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have a great weekend.
You take care.
Take care. Thanks, Tom. Tom Dienhart joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So a couple interesting points in between. You know, we're getting into the second half of the basketball season for the conference here very shortly, and what lies ahead for the football team. Do people have confidence in Nebraska football because it's Nebraska?
Yeah, maybe so.
I mean, it seems to me that even though that Nebraska may not be on the national spotlight, no one ever, even with Bo coaching, they never really... They said, yeah, they got a chance. They got a chance. They always, I mean, and I don't think they're glad-handing you. They don't say, well, I don't think. They when they didn't think Iowa had a chance, they said it. Northwestern, I think they got a chance. Not this year. You know, Minnesota, I think they're still a little ways away. They know what they're talking about. They're pretty accurate. And I guess that should give some hope to Nebraska fans right here this year.
You know, I just, Doug, when I look at this and I saw Nebraska play Wisconsin – and saw the score. And I know games can snowball. And I watched Ohio State play Wisconsin. Can you imagine the difference between Ohio State and Michigan State and the rest of the league? I think it's really way more than people are really addressing. I think it is absolutely. I think that you can beat those teams, but I don't think you can week in and week out do what those teams are doing. I think Michigan State and Ohio State, I think there is a big cut above, almost like the days, you know, when it was Ohio State and Michigan and the rest of the little group there. So I think Ohio State and Michigan State. What do you think? Do you think I'm off on that, or do you think there's a big difference there? Well, Ohio State won the national championship, you know. I mean,
somebody's going to beat them next year.
Yeah, I think so.
Who is it?
Yeah.
Who is it? You got to play that near perfect game.
Who isn't? I mean, Nebraska doesn't play him in the regular season, so their only opportunity would be in Indianapolis. And by that time, it would be tough because then they deserve to be there. They're amped up. They'll have something bigger to play for. Our Midtown Mart cooler question, Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We asked you yesterday, now that the first playoff system, first year of the playoff is in the books, do you like it? Everybody did. Everybody that voted said, yep. Nobody said, nah, I like the old system. Everybody likes more football, I think. Our Midtown Mark cooler question today, and you can vote at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. Talking about conference realignment, kind of the same thing. We've settled down there over the last couple of years. Now that we have settled in, do you think conference realignment as a whole is a good thing or not? I still think there's people out there that wish Nebraska was in the Big 12.
Well, you know, and maybe I do too. I'm not so sure I'm that. I don't understand how West Virginia is in the conference they're in. You know, I mean, that just didn't make any sense.
With TCU?
Yeah, well, West
Virginia. Connecticut and Houston are in the same one?
Yeah, you got the whole thing. But how did that thing, you know, I mean, it's just, that just make any sense at West Virginia. I mean, you know, you had a conference and you kind of, it's somewhat geographic. That's what the conference is supposed to be. I mean, the Southeastern Conference, they grabbed Missouri and they grabbed Texas A&M, but they still didn't have, they got contingent states that are touching them that are also in the conference. Nebraska touches Iowa. You know, Penn State touches Ohio. So, I mean, they're contingent states. Is that, I mean, the Pac-12, they touch each other. I mean, I like something about.
So New York touches Pennsylvania, which makes it okay to be in to touch. What's Maryland touch?
Well, that's what I'm saying. The Big Ten with adding Rutgers and Maryland was such as a stretch as having Nebraska come in. But, wow, I mean, speak of somebody other than West Virginia being in the conference they're in and how that makes any sense.
Vote now on our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming up, it's our Fanatics Friday fan quiz and the end of another week of shows after this.
Super Shine Auto Care. We clean the out of your car. It's our 30th anniversary. We've brought back our unlimited wash. For $19.95 a month, you can keep your car super clean with our soft cloth auto wash. We hand scrub the bugs and hand dry your vehicle for that finished touch. Not only that, but you can use our vacuums for free when you wash your vehicle. Also try our auto detailing and Mobile One Lube Express. Look for us online at supershineautocare.com.
A few years ago, we decided as a company to drop the big franchise name so that we could invest the franchise dollars locally in the good things Kearney has to offer. And in that, I mean the people and what we do for each other. This is Tim Norwood with NP Realty.
NP Realty invites you to the annual Home and Builder Show at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds this Friday from 1 to 8, Saturday from 10 to 8, and Sunday 11 to 5. We hope to see you this weekend.
NP Realty, developing dreams.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
There's Storm Hockey this weekend on the Breeze 94.5.
The Storm are home this weekend for two big conference battles with the Omaha Lancers on Friday and the Sioux Falls Stampede on Saturday night. Tri-City is riding a four-game win streak right now with two wins over Waterloo and then two wins in Bloomington last weekend. Saturday night is Team Jack night. Jack Hoffman will be in attendance to drop the ceremonial first puck at the Viero Event Center.
Doug and Daddy's show, wrapping up a Friday edition here on ESPN Radio. UNK played some good basketball last night. Sometimes you play good basketball and you don't win. That happened to the women. They played the fourth-ranked team in the country and had their winning streak snapped last night. The men, boy,
Brozek and Baranek just continue to do it night in and night out, and the other guys do their jobs, and they pick up the victory, and South Dakota Mines comes in tonight, hopefully not trap games, 5:30 for the doubleheader.
Yeah, you're right. And we talked like last week. I'll tell you what, the UNK women have really improved, Doug. I mean, that is probably one of the most improving teams. The UNK women have really improved this year and are competing at a higher level. You talk about the UNK men. Yeah, they're the real deal. They could win conference champions.
They could go back.
Yep, and they could win the conference tournament. They play that well at times. You know, and I know Tom sometimes gets frustrated with them a little bit because there's some. They go 8, 10, 12 minutes at times and not play real well, you know, but they've definitely stepped up, and they're really fun to watch.
Well, let's do our Fanatics Friday Fan Quiz. Call now. One winner per household in a 3-month time span for the Fanatics Friday Quiz. We're going to ask you a trivia question. If you get it correct, a $25 gift card comes your way. Call now, 888-455-3776, 888-455-3776. Fanatics is your sports bar dedicated to bringing you the game, great food, and good times. You can follow all of your favorite sports this weekend, including the Pro Bowl. I'm waiting for your pick on the Pro Bowl. That's what I'm waiting for, Jimmy, is your pick on the Pro Bowl. A wide variety of appetizers to go with their custom handcrafted pizza and outstanding wings at Fanatics in downtown Kearney. Well, let's get things going here. Let's make somebody a winner this Friday. Who are we chatting with?
Terry from Kearney.
Terry, you ready for the Super Bowl?
The deflatable?
I said, are you ready for the Super Bowl? Not the deflatable. Yeah. Come on, man. Come on. Here's our question. Which coach has been the head coach in the most Super Bowls?
Ooh, I would say Bill Belichick.
No. Incorrect. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. It is not Bill Belichick. 888-455-3776. Which coach has been the head coach in the most Super Bowls? Who has been the head coach in the most Super Bowls? 888-455-ESPN. Give us a buzz if you think that you might know the answer. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Dean.
Dean, do you know the answer? This coach has been the head coach in more Super Bowls than anybody else.
I will say Chuck Knoll.
That's a great guess, but it's not right. Try back. He's got the right idea, though, Jimmy. He's got the right idea. Do you know? Do you have the answer? No? Okay. And I'm going to mix it up. I might mix it up. I might try this one more time.
Was Chuck Knoll, does he have 4? Is that what he has? Okay.
He doesn't have the record.
Okay, but I think Chuck Knoll has four losses.
4 for 4, right?
Right, yeah. I think he's been in 4 of them. So the number is over 4. So that means that the guy from the Green Bay Packers that started this thing, he's not going to be the correct answer.
That's correct. Let's stay with our Fanatics trivia. Who are we chatting with?
This is Wes.
Wes, do you know the answer? He has been the head coach in more Super Bowls than anybody else.
Bill Walsh.
Not Bill Walsh. Try back. 888-455-37. I didn't know if this was easy or hard. I really didn't. I thought this was middle of the road. Don't know if it's easy or hard. Let's stay on the phone lines for Fanatics Friday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Bill.
Bill? Oh, Bill's going to know the answer. He's like our smartest listener. Bill, what's the answer? Who's coached in more Super Bowls than anyone else as a head coach?
What about Tom Landry?
Oh, that's not right. I wish it was. God, I wish it was. It's not Tom Landry. 888-455-3776. We're going through Fanatics Friday Fan Quiz. Who are we chatting with?
It's Mark.
Mark, one more chance. This coach has been the head coach in more Super Bowls than anyone else.
Guys took my guess. On the fly, Andy Reid. That's not right.
That's rough when he knows it all at the same time. Try back. 888-455-3776. There's 2 or 3 that are really good here on my list. Fanatics at Trivia, who are we chatting with?
Yeah, Brent.
Brent. Oh, I'm going to have faith in you. This guy has been the head coach in more Super Bowls than anyone else. Who is it?
I'm going to say Marv Levy.
No. Nope, because he just had those 4. Try back, 888-455-3776, as we roll through Fanatics Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
It's Terry again.
All right, Terry, I got to give you a different question. Let's go with, okay, here we go. Yeah, that's too easy. Only, I can't believe this is true, but there's only been one player in Super Bowl history to rush for three touchdowns in a Super Bowl game. Can you tell me who it is?
Terrell Davis.
Bang! Bang! I thought that was tougher than Don Shula, who was the answer to the first one. Terry, hang on, and producer Brent will get you hooked up here with your $25 gift card from Fanatics. Enjoy your weekend. Wow. I thought that was tougher. I almost didn't go with it. Terrell Davis. Was that easier?
I thought it was a great answer by Terry.
Six Super Bowls. That's unbelievable. Hey, folks, don't forget, Fanatics is there for Super Bowl Sunday. Come on in and enjoy Super Bowl 49 between the Seahawks and the New England Patriots. Who you got in the Pro Bowl?
Well, you know, I looked it up. And
Team Carter, Team Irvin?
It doesn't have a line on it yet, so I don't even know what to take. But I probably like the overs.
I thought since the new format, maybe we'd go unders.
Maybe.
But they still score out the wazoo.
They might.
Well, we've got high school basketball tonight. Kearney High at Lincoln East right here on ESPN Radio. Randy Bushcutter will have the call on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia will be at David City Aquinas tonight on Classic Hits 98.9. Wilcox Hildreth will take on Axtell. Other games in the area tonight include Gothenburg up at Broken Bow. Overton's at Eustace Farnham. Wood River is at Central City. Centura will be at Gibbon. Minden is at Holdridge. That's a good doubleheader. Hastings is at Grand Island Northwest. Grand Island Senior High will host Lincoln Southwest. Elm Creek's up the road at Pleasanton. Arcadia Loop City is at Ravenna. Silver Lake will tangle with Red Cloud. Donovan Trumbull is at Superior. And tomorrow, our doubleheader here on ESPN Radio, it's a split doubleheader. If you go to Cope Gymnasium, you'll get to see the smile and face of Jimmy Langan. The Kearney Catholic girls will play Wayne at 3. The Kearney Catholic boys will play Boys Town at 6. And you'll hear that here on ESPN Plus. I'll be up in Loup City. Larry Baker will join me for coverage of the Loup Platte Conference Wrestling Tournament. Finals scheduled to start at around 2 o'clock on Classic Hits 98.9 and Platte River Preps. So looking forward to a good weekend. The UNK wrestlers, by the way, are home tonight and tomorrow. Fort Hays State, Midland, 6 o'clock the two nights. Hastings College is at Briarcliff tonight, and then they're at Northwestern of Iowa tomorrow. The Huskers will have a couple of nationally ranked opponents as well, as they are at 12th-ranked Illinois tonight, and then host 21st-ranked Rutgers on Sunday. So if you're just a big sports fan, you're going down for the men's game, basketball, tomorrow, stick around, go early. Avery Strong, if you can get the swab, get on the DNA match for a bone marrow transplant. You never know when you can help somebody. I mean, when Coach Herman says, you could get a call and then save somebody's life. I can't. Can you imagine that? That's amazing.
Yes, it is.
Folks, we want to thank Tom Deanhart of the Big Ten Network senior writer for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. UNK head football coach Josh Lamerson. Jimmy Langan, thanks for being here. See you Monday.
Yep, Monday.
Are you ready for Super Bowl week?
I've been excited, and I wish they...
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!
Played it this week, to be honest with you.
We'll see you Monday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Take care, everybody.